Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with, we're about to have a great visit with Dan Eberhard. Dan is the CEO of Canary LLC, and it's one of the largest oil services companies in the country. He's a consultant to the oil industry. He's an award-winning entrepreneur, and he's our good friend. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost a year. He's joining us now, Dan Eberhard. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, folks, Dan's going to talk to us in a minute. We're going to talk about the current events that are going on in the Middle East right now. Some of the things that happened in the last couple of days. But Dan, before we get into that in the next segment, I want you to take let's set the table first by getting you to give us a tour, a report on where the global oil situation is right now. The United States, most everybody knows, if they have been listening to my show and if they've listened to other news, they know the United States has become oil independent. We're a net exporter now. How that's changed the dynamics of geopolitics and everything. Well, the natural gas, we've told the natural gas story here many times and all that. But in terms of crude oil, what's the report right mm-hmm. now? What can you tell us of what's been happening, say, in 2018?
Sure. So we had zero exports until a law was passed allowing it in 2015. And since then, we've grown exports from zero to about 3 million barrels a day. And this has actually been a big factor in the trade war with China and all this because it's bringing in hard currency. Yeah. Well, it's bringing in hard currency, and it's actually about four or five times larger than the agricultural exports that seem to are also important, but seem to be getting most of the media.
Slow down. I want to make sure you remember. Sure. You're saying that the oil exports is three or four times the value of the oil exports is three or four times the agricultural exports.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the 2.5-3 million barrels a day range. The amount of hard currency it brings into the country.
Yep.
Is actually more impactful.
Interesting, folks. So now, we haven't heard that reported lately. All right, move on. Go ahead.
So that's kind of setting the table. So the oil price peaked around October last year, something like that. Since then, it's been drifting downwards. The rig count in the U.S. has actually been under a lot of stress. So
drilling rigs. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so year to date, the drilling rig count's down about 17-18% in the U.S. In fact, in the past 45-60 days, we've seen several of our peer group, our competitors, and our customers being the oil companies, have laid off workers mm-hmm. and have restricted hiring programs and put on salary freezes. So,
why has this happened?
Because the oil price has been drifting downward, and we found so much oil with shale that there's just too much of it, and there's downward pressure.
We've got high production, and the global market for oil is off. Is that right?
Yes, and the trade war is also a wet blanket on oil demand, and then
right.
bruised about economic growth.
Okay, all right. So that's where things are.
So all this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so all of this has been happening. So it's been a downward trend, and really in the last 60 days, there's been a lot of negative news about hiring and jobs in the oil and gas business.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the paradox, the irony for oil, for Americans, is that when oil is going great and when it's up a little bit, the oil industry is a major boost to the economy. So many. I mean, it's not just Texas, folks. It's the Midwest. It's the Dakotas. I've got a friend who reports on the Crescent Shale region, the Pennsylvania, New York West Virginia region talks about that all the time. This is a major boost to the economy. However, when the oil prices come down, that's good for gasoline prices for consumers, right? So it's a little bit of a paradox there, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think you know the best thing for everybody is a Goldilocks scenario where those of us in the business can make a little bit of money and get down the road, and we've got the right incentive to find more oil.
Right.
But it's not so high that it's hurting the
overall economy. What is that? $60 a barrel?
Consumers. Yeah, I think you know for me you know 55 to 70 somewhere in that range we can make decent money, and it's not a wet blanket on the rest of the economy. I worry about oil spiking too much. And then hurting the general economy, because that's no good for everybody, including people in the oil and gas
business. Right, exactly. All right, so folks, big doings, big event happened over the weekend, something that could be tantamount to war, and that's coming up after the break. We're going to get Dan to help us understand what happened and what are the implications for the apparent Iranian attack on oil fields in Saudi Arabia. 20 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.